Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How do you ensure your lifestyle in retirement? And what do you want that lifestyle to look like? And how can you plan for that financially? So think about what you really want in retirement from a lifestyle perspective. You know, how much travel do you think it includes? What about a second home? Do you want to live near the kids and grandkids? What are the things you want to be doing? Now, one of the things I'm often asked is, Jim, it seems like, you know, we're going to want to really do a lot of stuff for the next 7 or 8 years, and then we're probably not going to want to do as much as we age. So our spending will drop way off. We have to be careful with that, because while our spending does decrease, our discretionary spending, our lifestyle spending, the reality is our medical costs will increase. And so what we have found is that, yes, your spending will gradually slow down, but it's pretty gradual throughout your entire retirement. It's not like you get to some area in 7 or 8 or 10 years and then it just falls off like a cliff. Because as you gradually slow down discretionary spending, your medical costs will offset some of that. So I think that one of the important things is developing the income plan to supply for that need and desire. You know, you have to supply your basic needs, your live-on money, and then you want to provide for lifestyle desires, your play fun money. And I think that's a crucial part of a retirement plan. You know, we talk about wanting to live the best years of your life your way, and that's being able to have the lifestyle you want to have. So it's important to know what your budget is and how you want to plan for those things, to be able to do the things you want, travel, see your kids, see your grandkids, where do they live, defining all of those things. So I think it's important to get your arms around your budget and what you're currently spending prior to retirement, or if you're already retired, what are you spending? And I don't think that has to be terribly complex. You can look at the amount of money that's going into your checking account every month and the amount of money that's going out of your checking account every month. And that's probably the best way to look at your budget if you're trying to get a big ballpark figure of what you're spending. Don't worry about what gross pay is or any of those things. How much is hitting your checking account? And at the end of the month, how much is left? How much did the balance change? If you started the month with $15,000, what'd you end the month with? And maybe look at that over a period of 3 or 6 months and see what that looks like. Now then, what about how you'll structure your days? Your routine in retirement is extremely important. You know, a lot of people retire and it's very alluring to think, I can do whatever I want to do now. You know, I'm just going to chill out. But the reality is routine and structure is a very important part of our lives. And when we retire, we lose a lot of that routine and structure. So it's important to create routine and structure, especially when you first retire. Now, you know, we work a lot with retirees at Brogan Financial, and a lot of our clients say they're busier now than they were when they were working. And it's with stuff they want to be busy with. But it doesn't always start out that way. So be sure that you're planning for your structure. Have a couple of things every week. Create routine as much as you can and think about doing that prior to retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.